Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Kind of made it look easy, didn't he?
Yeah, you sure did.
Dak Prescott winds up with a perfect quarterback rating for the day's best game ever as a Cowboy, and they roll out of the gate with a 35-17 win over the Giants.
Yeah, it was something else. I think he's got leverage in those talks for his contract. Cowboys fans, of course, they're loving it. KRLD's Austin York has more.
It was quite an impressive victory for the Cowboys.
Great start for the team. It's a great start for the season, given all the contractual problems that started out.
This is amazing, especially in our first game is always against the Giants, and it's always nice to start out the season with a win.
Dak grew a lot over the offseason. The throws he made today were a lot better, leading the passer.
Fans were happy to see one particular player back in action.
Man, I'm impressed. Witten coming back after retirement, scoring a touchdown in his first game.
Jason Witten, I was so happy to see him back. I'm wearing his jersey right now.
So is it safe to say the Cowboys are actual Super Bowl contenders?
That's a stretch, but we will be competitive and we will fight.
Honestly, I think they've got it. I think Jerry's made his mind up. He wants one more.
The investigation continues into a crash that killed an up-and-coming country music artist from Wiley. Now investigators suspect alcohol was involved. KRLD's Alan Skye joins us live with more, Alan.
A man of the Taos County Sheriff in New Mexico says Kylie Rae Harris caused the crash last Wednesday. A total of three cars were involved. Harris died along with a 16-year-old girl who was driving one of the other cars. They say speed and alcohol may have been involved, but they're still waiting on test results. The Taos County Sheriff has said that 16-year-old was the victim of what he described as a senseless crash, saying Harris is the one who caused the wreck. He says Harris rear-ended one car and that sent her veering into oncoming traffic, where he says she hit the 16-year-old girl going the other direction. Fellow artist Zane Williams says Harris played frequently at Love and War in Texas. He tells NBC5 the hardest part is knowing someone else's life was cut short, saying Harris would never have in a million years wanted that to happen.
You never really know how high someone can go, but I definitely think she had the talent.
Harris did have a previous drunk driving conviction in Collin County in 2017. A memorial for Harris is scheduled for Wednesday.
There is extra security and counselors available today for students in the Grapevine Colleyville ISD after threats were made against several campuses last week.
The threats began Tuesday when Cross Timbers Middle was evacuated due to a bomb hoax. Then Friday, four more campuses received threats. So Superintendent Robin Ryan has posted a letter explaining the district's response. For one thing, police are increasing security. For another, additional counselors will be assigned to help students who feel frightened. The investigation is still in the early stages, but it has been revealed the threats all came from the same phone number. Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Three people are recovering this morning after suffering smoke inhalation in an early morning house fire in Fort Worth. That fire broke out at a home on Bonnie Drive near Camp Bowie and Southwest Boulevard shortly after 1 o'clock this morning. Heavy flames reported from the one-story home when firefighters got there. There's no word on how the fire started, though. At Far North Dallas, meanwhile, a home was destroyed in a fire overnight. Unfortunately, no one was hurt. The fire broke out shortly after 9:30 last night at a home on Preston Creek Drive. It's near Preston Road in Spring Valley. It went to two alarm before crews could knock it down.
The hottest drink of the summer now facing a big shortage. KRLD Susie Solis has the details.
White Claw is the alcoholic seltzer drink that hipsters around the world love. 5% alcohol and only 100 calories. But they love it so much, White Claw is suffering a nationwide shortage, including right here in North Texas. White Claw says they're working around the clock to try to meet demand, but even liquor stores and distributors are having a hard time getting shipments or even keeping it in stock. Now North Texas bars and restaurants are resorting to other alcoholic seltzer waters to fill the need. Susie Solis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere.
for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.